Passage 88, New Theories on Keeping Slim. Year after year, cookbooks and diet books are the biggest seller. How not to eat it once you've learned how to cook it. To sell a diet book, you need some crazy idea of what to eat or not to eat. Here's a peanut butter diet book, the ice cream diet book, the bikini diet book. None of these books agree on what you should or shouldn't eat. The Atkins diet has been popular for years. Atkins made nutritionists mad by saying you can eat just about all the fat you want, as long as you don't eat many carbohydrates, sugar, and bread. I like Atkins because I cook with butter. The Scarsdale diet was a popular fad for several years. It has a chart in here indicating what you ought to weigh. It says a woman 5'4" ought to weigh between 110 and 123 pounds. If you're a man 5'8", Dr. Tarnauer said you should weigh between 137 and 153 pounds. Well, I'm a man 5'8" who weighs between 205 and 206 pounds. According to him, I should be 6'6" tall. Dr. Phil has a new book out. Looks good. But I'd be afraid Dr. Phil's diet might make me bald. In the Pritikin diet, everything is non-fat milk. That's why kids aren't drinking milk anymore. Tastes like fat-free dishwater. They only have charts listing things you could eat, like half a piece of celery or 4.5 grams of applesauce. Is there anyone who knows what a gram of applesauce looks like? This is the most popular book these days. The South Beach Diet Book. There are some surprises in here. It has a list of foods to avoid, and one of them is apples. Maybe that's because apples are bad for the doctor's business. An apple a day keeps a doctor without pay. You've all seen the diet ads at the back of the bad magazines. Before and after. She took hydroxy cut to lose weight. Before, midpoint, after. Boy, she's had that bathing suit a long while. If I really wanted to lose weight, though, I'd know what I'd do. I'd cut my eyebrows.